discovered that you can look up almost anything on Google. You can go online and find the answer to any question. Now, you might not find the right answer, but you can find an answer to any question. And one time I Googled, what makes holy water holy? And, of course, you have a variety of answers. And one said, the simple answer is that holy water is water that is blessed by a priest. And then it admittedly said there is a more complicated answer, which is that the Holy Spirit is channeled through the priest to make the water holy. My answer, which is on Google, is that all water is holy when it is used for God's purposes. Tonight, we will see ordinary water poured into a basin and used for God's purposes. It's not in the font. It's in a wash basin. And yet, it is holy water. The story that we heard in the gospel tonight, the story of the foot washing, and probably the actual experience of it by the disciples, is just a nerve-wracking experience. It's almost embarrassing. What's going on here? What exactly is Jesus trying to tell us? He's trying to think to himself, I picture him saying, what could I do to leave them with an idea of what really matters, of what really lasts, of what cannot be taken away from them? How can I show them the dramatic difference between the kingdom of humans and the kingdom of God? And to make his point, he takes an ordinary, nearly embarrassing experience of human life and uses it to illustrate the new commandment. The title Maundy Thursday comes from the Latin word for commandment. And the new commandment is that we love one another. Of course, this was not a new commandment to the Jews of the time because they had heard it in their Hebrew scriptures. But it was new in the sense that it was part of the dramatically new life to which the disciples were invited that night and to which we are invited today. There's a reminder here that all of life is holy when we imitate Christ. Paul said of Christ that Christ emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He emptied himself, choosing to serve others when they should have been serving him. He emptied himself like water into a basin. And this ordinary act of humility and service becomes sacred because we are loving and serving others in the name of God. The water in the basin becomes as holy as the water in that baptismal font. When we follow Jesus, all water becomes holy water, and all acts of human kindness become holy acts. Now, perhaps another example of the dramatic difference between human ways and God's ways. If we think about this same story as told in John, Jesus washed the feet not only of Peter, but of Judas, the man that he knew would be his betrayer. Now, if he washed the feet of Judas, if we know that part of the story, what does that do to the story for us? Does it change it? Does it disappoint us? Does it anger us? Does it comfort us that Judas, too, might have been among those whose feet were washed? Do we want to say, oh, no, Lord, everybody but him? But in the gospel that we read tonight, Jesus says, do you know what I have done to you? I have said that all of you are redeemable in my eyes. Not one of you is unlovable in my eyes, not even my betrayer. Jesus is asking us to love others, including those we just don't like very much. Even someone who might betray us. If we can somehow find a way to forgive others who hurt us and to love others who hurt us, our interaction with those people becomes holy because we're doing it in the name of God. The ordinary human experiences become sacred. So a moment which might have been filled with anger becomes a holy moment, just as water used to serve others becomes holy water. With his crucifixion and then his resurrection, Jesus was poured out into that basin to teach us to love one another. It's really hard for me to hear that Jesus wants me to love even the one who would betray me. But when we love others as God loves us, so relentlessly that we love even those who hurt us, then even the water with which we wash one another's feet becomes holy water. The love of God for us, the love that we then